This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Milwaukee County had the lowest per capita count of unsheltered homeless people in the nation. That's according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's numbers 3 years ago.
But as Evan Casey reports, the county has seen that number increase, which is worrying local experts and advocates.
It's a Thursday evening in Milwaukee County, and volunteers with the Street Angels are slowly filing onto a small white bus. Before they leave their office, Director Shelley Saracen says a nonprofit is planning to see around 200 homeless people across Milwaukee County tonight.
And that's between two buses, so that's about 12 hours of outreach between the two of us. And we do that 3 nights a week.
Saracen says they started to see more people living on the streets last summer, and it hasn't slowed down since.
We did not start seeing over 200 people until August of 2023, which is insane.
I love you.
The buses are about the size of an airport shuttle. Inside, the seats are filled with tubs of clothes, bottles of water, boxes of food. After a bumpy ride, the vehicle comes to a stop on an unassuming street on Milwaukee's north side. Hidden behind an alley, a large encampment of unsheltered homeless people are living on a small hill next to the train tracks. And one by one, about 15 people line up next to the bus. They're seeking clothes, tents, and food.
There you go, darling. Anything else?
Wet wipes. Do you have any?
Wet wipes.
I always forget that one. Hell yeah.
You go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Thank
you. 28-year-old Ileana Hagen has been homeless on and off for about 4 years following a breakup with her ex-boyfriend.
I didn't want to run home to mom and dad. I wanted to feel independent, so. And here I am sleeping on pavement with a cardboard box as a wall.
She's not alone. The homeless population in Milwaukee County and across Wisconsin has risen in the past few years. Street Angels encountered around 300 unsheltered people on one night last year, the highest number they've ever seen in their eight-year history. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many communities got millions in federal aid. Some, including Milwaukee County, used that money to get homeless people into hotel rooms and emergency shelters. And it worked, at least for a while. But that money has mostly dried up. Eric Collins-Dyke is the Assistant Administrator of Supportive Housing and Homeless Services from Milwaukee County.
I think a dream would be to have that level of funding at all times, not just during the pandemic, because we saw how effective it was.
After those additional funds were used up, some people were left back on the street. Experts say a lack of affordable housing isn't helping. An analysis by Realtor.com found Milwaukee had some of the fastest rising rents in the Midwest. In March, the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the homeless population across the state had been declining before the pandemic, but it's slowly risen in the years since. In 2023, Wisconsin had just over 4,800 homeless people living across the state. That's a nearly 2% increase over the year before, according to data from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. One solution? Milwaukee County's outreach team tries to get people into permanent housing. Like the Street Angels, their team does regular rounds. Early one morning in April, they head out from their office downtown. More and more often, they're seeing people living in their cars. On this morning, they locate a tent by the river near American Family Field.
Good morning, Milwaukee County Homeless Outreach. Oh, good morning. How are you?
Collins-Dyke says they hope these connections can help them get through to those who need their services. But it can be a hard population to reach. Ileana Hagen says she was excited when she learned she was approved for a county housing program.
I started jumping up and down. I wanted to hug the guy.
But in recent weeks, outreach workers said they haven't heard from her. They hope that means she found somewhere safe to go. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Wisconsin Today.